Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 609. The last year, we were talking about the roles between men and women and to be careful not to misunderstand the Maimari Chazal, the words of our sages, that sometimes at surface level shows points where men seem superior or women seem superior, and it seems to have a negative connotation the other way. And to have a Rebbe and a Madrich to explain the panemius of what each thing means and look at the whole picture. And by doing that in the right way, your Shalom Bayis is enhanced because you look at your wife and your husband in the right, correct light of the covenant that they're both born B'Tzelem Elokim and they each have a unique role to fulfill in life. And there is one Prat Halacha that we will go into to explain that difference. So the first aspect of that men in general are chayiv in Libra Taira for its sake, to learn Taira and to keep what's written in there. That is the chayiv of the man. But the Libra Taira mitzat atzma, to learn, is on the man, not on the woman. A woman is potter from Talmud Taira. But there are many, many, many things where she has a chiyuv to learn, and when she wants to learn, she can. Now, we're not going to go into the halachic aspect of it, and the Mishnah Sita that talks about it, and, you know, women learning Gemara and all that things. We're not going to get into that. What is clear from many, many Mekairis, the chiyuv to learn, the women to learn what they are mechuyuv to do in Taras HaMishpacha, in Challah, in Hilchas Shabbos. Tons of Hilchas Shabbos, the Lamed Tes Melachos, and the practical applications. They could learn, and they could learn it, it could last a lifetime. There's a lot that women could learn and should learn. And when their neshama is knighted to this, when they are born intellectually seeking, and then when they learn to be mavakish and they gravitate towards it, there's many things to fill their souls to be able to learn in a totally, not only mutter way, but encouraging way. First of all, everything that's pertaining to Tikkun Hamidos, like Chovas Halvavos, like Michtam Elio, like the Shari Chu, certain things, again, with the right Hadracha and the Shiurim, there's tons and tons of Shiurei Taira that apply to women that they could explore to deepen their mind, to clarify their thoughts, and to help them refine themselves and to fulfill that need when women have that emotional and intellectual need to learn and understand and impart knowledge to other women. There's a lot for self-expression in that. Always not coming to the compromise with taking care of one's children. So the concept of if the children are being neglected and her head is in the book, that's problematic. But when she's taking care of her children and her family, and she also has that outlet need to learn, to discover, to write, to be mashpia that way, there's many, many healthy, healthy avenues from women to women to do this. So the idea to give an example of this Kriyas HaTaira concept, that the halacha is, for example, the Isha does not get an aliyah, but Me'ikra Din, she can. The Chachamim did not allow it because it's Kavod HaTziva, she doesn't. But Kriyas HaTaira, the whole concept of laning on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos, she's Potter completely from this. And also the Kriyas HaTaira has to be with when there's a minyan of 10 men, not women. So we have to understand the logic behind this. First of all, Kriyas HaTaira was a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra HaSeifer to lay the Taira B'tzibur on Shabbos and on Monday and on Thursday, so k'dei shelo yavru ala adam yisrael shloshi yomim b'lo yishi b'lishim v'taira. That's the way the Rambam puts it in Hilchas Tefillah, so that a person should not go 3 days without learning Taira. So the purpose of Kriyas HaTaira is l'shem limud HaTaira. Now, if a woman wants to learn, especially things that are not only permitted but encouraged to learn, they can learn and learn and learn. Again, with the boundaries of knowing her role, but still fulfill that need fully and accomplish everything they need to accomplish that. There are women that are intellectually bent, that they write articles and they write even books in deep esoteric things, and they're wonderful at it. There's no crime in that. But the idea here, though, of to bring out Sefer Torah with the klaf, with the brachas and kriya b'tzibur, was all for the purpose of limud ha-taira. For men, they have that takana, because they're mechuyiv in limud ha-taira be'etzem, and once they made this takana, we can't be mevatalit. And there are some people that unfortunately, that without going to shul and listening to Kriyas HaTorah, they would go without learning for the 3 days. So the Chazal were misakin this for men, and they were not misakin this for women. So therefore, we don't create new takonas that all of a sudden women should have Kriyas HaTorah and a minyan of women and so on and so forth. Because the purpose of this Kriya is Limud HaTorah, as the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, which Nashim are exempt for. But they could learn Torah, you know, to their heart's content. And again, you know, there whatever gedarim there are, you speak about it. The same concept is the Ksiva Sefer Torah, and so on and so forth. Just Agav, the mitzvah's Ksiva Sefer, the Rush brings down from Rabbi Seinu Rishonim, and the Torah Paskins this way, that because the mitzvah's Ksiva Sefer, the Shoreshit is Litzarech Limud HaTorah, and therefore, if a person does not have a Sefer Torah, he can't learn. Therefore, you need a Sefer Torah so you could learn from it. And that's the Shoresh of the Mitzvah, according to the Torah brought down in Yoredeya B'Shem Arash. So in our days, where they have, Baruch Hashem, so many Svarim, the Mashmois of writing a Sefer Torah is a person being acquiring these Svarim to learn from. Okay, whether you pass, obviously, ideally, if you could afford it and you're able to write your own Sefer Torah, you should. But when you can't, you yoytza the mitzvah, according to the Rosh and many Rishonim, through buying the Svarim. But because the purpose of this Kriya is that the man should learn Torah, and the women need to learn in order to be Mekayim the Torah, or to have their Ashkafis right, or whatever, you know, or whatever that is, so the Limud, that's why they're exempt. It's not a matter of negativity or positivity. So that is the idea. So that's why they're etzem potter from Talmud Torah women. But the idea that they don't have a chelik in Torah, even etzem limud, if their nature pulls them that way. Or for example, let's talk about Shmiras HaLashon, right? They have a chiyuv alta lav, like Selech Rochav Amech, and all the lavim and asin, essen that are not connected with time, that the Chafetz Chaim brings down, that if you don't, are not careful with Lashon Hara, you violate all those mitzvahs loisase and all those mitzvahs asay. All of them are mitzvahs that women are mechuyevin. They have to learn Hilchas Lashon Hara and the Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon equally to men, if not more. They're mechuyev to learn it. Now, are they mechuyev to learn, you know, let's say Chafetz Chaim in the bottom where it has the Be'er Mayim Chaim, where it goes through all the sources and the Gemara and the Rishonim back and forth, right? The bottom piece there that goes through in depth the svaris of these halachas, they're not mechuyev to learn. Chiyuv, they're not. If their heart turns to that and they want to read on the bottom of Chavetz Chaim, you speak to a Rav. You know, many Rabbanim will say, why not? Others may say, not, because it's technically in the Gemara. Whatever it is, I'm not getting into that. But the concept of them learning Torah, of course they learn Torah. And they could reach whatever high madrigas that a man has by them supporting him in Torah and then having their own chelik in Torah. There were exceptions to the rules through the history. You had the Beruya, the wife of Rav Meir, that was well known in her knowledge, and she even argued on the Chachamim. It's brought down Pesachim Daf Samach Beis, Amid Beis, and it was well known that the daughter of a Rosh Yeshiva, the Sephardi Gadol Rav Shmuel Ben Eli, after his Petira, she learned, you know, with a veil that they didn't see her, but she gave it over. There was the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov, Adel. You had other exceptions to the rule, but those are exceptions to the rule. The hashpa of women generally is internal within their family, within the women in their sviva. They generally don't take a tzibur role, but even in these days when they do it from women to women, and always with the core understanding and the value of what a woman really is. And we're going to talk about the bracha of Shaloi Asani Isha and Shasani Kirtzainai. Same idea. It's not that the woman is lower when you say Shaloi Asani Isha. The first thing people think, it's a negative. Oh, thank God we're not, men say we're not women, and we're chayven with mitzvah saseh, and we're better because of this. That is the wrong way of approaching it. The truth is that a woman by teva is more noited to good. Me'etzem b'riyasa. And if you look through Tanakh, most of the Rishoyim and terrible things that people committed through history and in Tanakh are by men, not by women. The famous exception is Izebel, the wife of Achav, who technically wasn't fully Jewish and was Megayer, and her daughter, terrible Rishoyim. But most Rishoyim through the history of Tanakh and in Chazal were done by men, not by women. And Beshuas Nashim Tzidkanis Nigalu Aviseinu Mimitzrayim. They didn't send in the Egel. They didn't send the Chait Meraglim. They didn't want to give the jewelry to their husbands by the Egel. And the Meraglim, they went on the Eitzah. So to say that the Chazal that say that, that they were, then when they were Mesakin Shalo Yosani Isha, it meant as a negative connotation, is totally false. Is totally false. He, a man, has this, because of his nature, that is less refined, he needs those mitzvahs asei shazman garamas, and he needs that avoida to get to his shleimus, and that is his role in life. So when he daven shaloi osani isha, he's being grateful that Hashem made him this way with his role in life. That's a wild river that needs to be tamed, that struggles need to be overcome. And that he needs this shleimus in order to bring out his own shleimus. So he's grateful for his role that God created him that way, so that he has these mitzvahs to get to the shleimus that he needs to get, but that for a woman is not necessary. And a woman makes a bracha, shersani kert sinai. It's not a plan B bracha. It's not an inferiority complex bracha. It's a teva because she is closer to the Ratzon Hashem in her nature that does not require those mitzvahs that Hashem did not put upon her. And she's thanking Hashem for her nature. Thank you for making me whole and close to you. Shasani, I made Kirit Sinai. The words themselves imply this. Kirit Sinai. She b'teva is more aligned with the Ratzon Hashem by nature than a man is. Shasani Kirit Sinai. And she thanks Hashem for her role. And she thanks Hashem that she's putter from these mitzvahs, not because there's an inferiority complex, that she's on a lower level, but because she's on a higher level. This is what many G'dayli Yisrael tell women that on Yom Kippur cannot go to shul or can barely say even a little bit of tefillah. Her avaydis hakodesh and nachas ruach, in the situations where she can't daven betzibah, she has to take care of the children and things are going on, and that's her whole role, and that's what she's doing the whole Yom Kippur. Many Gedolim have said this to women who get discouraged by this because they want to go to Ne'ilah or they want to have a more chelik Yom Kippur, should feel like Yom Kippur, and very often by them it does not because they're so busy with these things, that the Nachas Ruach Hashem has from doing their Avodah on Yom HaKippurim, whichever one, Kol Echad according to their level, is as precious and even more precious than the husband sitting in shul by Ne'ilah, actually by Tefillah Shmai Nesrei Ne'ilah, and by the Slichas of Ne'ilah, and the last Avinu Malkeinu, and the last Shmai Yisrael, and the last Hashem Olekim. Who knows what Nachas Ruach Hashem has more from this and than that. The key is not in Madregas. The key is what the Ratzon Hashem in how to fulfill your Tafkid the way Hashem wants you to fulfill it. And again, the reason why we're stressing all of this is because it's directly related to Shalom Bayis and Reyim Ahuvim. It's directly related. You have the right ashkafa of the roles of men and women and the specialness of each one. And you're not looking at it as a, these gender jokes and the looking down upon it and these sarcastic remarks and the in your heart having that certain looking down is all wrong. It's not the Chazal's way. It's a deep respect and understanding for each other's roles that make it so important and that enhances overall the Shalom Bayis. If you have these premises in your heart and these concepts in your heart, a lot of Shalom Bayis problems could be avoided because that attitude of the derogatory nature of each one bashing the other based on Chazal's and based on other things is totally negative. And one needs to understand this and integrate that in their hearts to enhance their Shalom Bayis. Bracha v'atzlacha.